A cheating husband faces the consequences when his wife and two of his mistresses plot revenge against him. This sounds like a perfect setup for a fun comedy or perhaps a horror movie, right? What we get with Nick Cassavetes' new film, The Other Woman, is a horrible comedy. I don't know if first-time writer Melissa Stack was trying to create a sophisticated women's film with witty one-liners and big-name actresses mingling together in New York City, or if she wanted a slapstick farce, complete with laxative scene and at least three characters crashing through a window. We get both moods in this movie, sometimes within the same scene. The usually funny Leslie Mann plays the betrayed wife, Kate, who, upon learning of her husband's betrayal, becomes this neurotic, manic woman obsessed with finding out all she can about her husband's mistress, an unusually icy Cameron Diaz as Carly. Why neither woman ever goes straight to the husband, I guess, is one of many questions I want to ask the writer. I don't think the scenes of these two women drinking and talking about little else but the double-timing SOB is what the women's liberation set out for. When they both set out to see his new mistress, we get Cameron Diaz losing her marbles and chasing the Sports Illustrated model Kate Upton down the beach. Then Leslie Mann asks, "Can we keep her?" and says she brings up their batting average. I just didn't get this movie. Feminist revenge films like The First Wives Club and 9 to 5 had its female characters bonding as they went after the bad guys, and I rooted for them all the way. This had our female characters arguing over a jerk for two-thirds of the movie before finally sinking into its cliché revenge plot. Nick Cassavetes has directed some good movies like The Notebook and Alpha Dog, and Leslie Mann and Cameron Diaz are talented comic actresses, but none of them can save this material. If it weren't for the great soundtrack with tunes ranging from Frank Sinatra to Cyndi Lauper, I don't think I would have found anything to enjoy. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.